From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Next week, millions of people across the country will be cast in the moon's shadow during the total solar eclipse, a celestial event that the United States won't experience again for nearly 20 years. Joining us now to talk more about this is Brian Jackson, Associate Professor for the Department of Physics at Boise State University. Brian, nice to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so Brian, I think the obvious question to all of this is, will the total solar eclipse be visible from Idaho?
Unfortunately, we will not be able to see the total solar eclipse from Idaho. The eclipse track is far to the south and east of us.
So will we see any of the eclipse at all?
We will see a partial eclipse. And so what will happen then is that the moon will cover up part of the sun, but not all of it. And so it won't be like in 2017 when the sun was completely blotted out of the sky for several minutes. Instead, it'll be this kind of more subtle effect where part of the sun will be dimmed, but most of it will still be visible. I think it'll be pretty subtle. It'll be hard for people to notice unless they have the right equipment to observe the eclipse.
Okay, so as you just said, we had a total eclipse back in 2017 that was visible here in Idaho, I mean, right in the Treasure Valley. Is this total eclipse similar, different from what we experienced?
The eclipse that's coming up next week is basically the same kind of eclipse we had back in 2017, a total solar eclipse. And during a total solar eclipse, for certain regions of the Earth, the moon completely blocks out the sun. That's what makes it a total eclipse. A partial eclipse is when the moon blocks out part of the sun. And for us in Idaho, back in 2017, we saw a total solar eclipse. But this one coming up next week, that one's going to be a partial eclipse from Idaho. But to the south and east of us, down in Texas, for instance, they will have a total solar eclipse.
Okay, so you just mentioned Texas. So if you want to see the whole eclipse, in your opinion, Brian, where is the best spot in the country to see it?
Well, the best spot, yeah, maybe down in Texas, partly because the eclipse track is going to go through there, but also because it's one of the few places in the country where there's reasonable likelihood for clear weather.
And that's what you want, right? To be able to see it is clear weather, because I've been reading that we might have some weather events in certain parts of the country that might, even though it'll be on that path, it might be a little more difficult to see.
Yeah, I mean, if it's cloudy that day where you are, it doesn't matter how much of the sun is blocked out by the moon, you're not going to be able to see it because the clouds are in the way of the whole thing. Unfortunately, even down in Texas, otherwise conditions will be very good for observing, the forecast is looking a little sketchy right now, so we'll see. Fingers crossed.
So should folks who can see the total eclipse be watching for anything special during it?
So during the total solar eclipse, the brightest part of the sun is blocked out by the moon, and what you can see is the uppermost atmosphere of the sun. This is called the corona. And there are these beautiful kind of ghostly tendrils that fly out from the surface of the sun into interplanetary space. So anyone who's ever seen like an aurora, those aurora originate in the solar corona. And you can only see the corona from the Earth during an eclipse, because corona is so dim compared to the rest of the sun that you got to block out that bright part in order to see the corona.
So I mentioned in the introduction that it's going to be quite a while, up to 20 years, before at least the mainland of the United States sees another total solar eclipse. So why is that?
Yeah, this is a question people ask a lot. So eclipses happen fairly regularly. Solar eclipses happen a little less frequently than lunar eclipses. But because the moon's shadow is so small compared to the Earth, the moon's shadow during a total solar eclipse only crosses over a very small part of the Earth's surface. And so if you're lucky and you happen to be in that part of the Earth's surface, you'll see a total solar eclipse. But most of the Earth does not see a total solar eclipse. That shadow track basically moves across the surface of the Earth from eclipse to eclipse as a result of combination of the rotation of the Earth and motion of the moon's orbit and the Earth's orbit. So lots of kind of different effects all play together to make the total solar eclipse move from place to place, from one eclipse to the next.
So after next week's eclipse, what year will we see the next total solar eclipse in the U.S.?
I was looking at this to see what the predictions are, and I could not see another total solar eclipse going through the U.S., a total solar eclipse going through the U.S. visible from Idaho out to 2100. So I think it's,
oh, geez. You know,
yeah, it's going to be a long time till another total solar eclipse comes through Idaho. And as you said, total solar eclipses are pretty rare in North America going forward. So I think it's going to be a long time. Folks are probably going to have to do some eclipse chasing in order to see the next one.
And my understanding is you're going to host an eclipse viewing on Boise State's campus, and you'll have telescopes?
Yeah, that's right. So as I said at the beginning, you can observe this partial solar eclipse from Idaho, but you need the right equipment to do it. So eclipse shades, that's probably the easiest and safest way for folks to observe that. We will have eclipse shades for folks at the eclipse viewing. And we'll also have special solar viewing telescopes. It's important for your listeners to know you can't point a normal telescope at the sun. That is a very dangerous thing to do. But you can get certain special kinds of telescopes to look at the sun. And we'll have some of those. And so if folks want to join us on campus on Monday morning about 11 o'clock near the greenhouse, we'll have some eclipse shades and solar scopes out for viewing.
Well, as always, Brian, it's so great to have you on the program. And we should note that your First Friday Astronomy will be happening next week, actually the second Friday this coming month. But again, Brian, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it today.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Brian Jackson, Associate Professor for the Department of Physics at Boise State University, about next week's total solar eclipse. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.